Nashville News Feed this morning brought to you by Jeff Mateo with the Mateo Group at Keller Williams Realty. When you trust Jeff to sell your home, you sell for top dollar.
And in record time.
Megan Maroney, something an Orange singer, doing an interview recently with the Pop Sugar website when they asked her, what's something fans might not know about you?
Oh.
Now, it's kind of like a lame, you know, softball question,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know anything about you, so I'm just going to say, what is something your fans might not know about you?
Because sure.
the interviewer did no research,
right? Yeah.
right? However, her answer was fascinating.
Ooh, what do we got?
Megan Maroney can recite the alphabet backwards, and she knows it in sign language.
What? Really?
Huh.
Just an interesting thing.
Interesting.
That's so cool. Now, is there a reason why?
No, I don't know. I didn't read that much of the interview.
That's pretty cool, though.
Isn't that a drunk driving test, reciting the alphabet backwards?
Yeah,
throw me in jail now and I don't even drink.
Same.
I couldn't do it.
Right?
It's
You've
too
been
hard.
902 days since you had a drink, right?
You are correct.
Wow.
And you know what? I could not do the alphabet backwards.
Right.
Me neither.
John Party says that he can't wait until his daughter can help him out on the farm. he said, I'm excited to be a dad, so I have an extra ranch hand. I'll
right.
teach her how to run a tractor and mow the lawn and stuff like that. We'll let her grow a little bit, John Party says, but she'll probably learn how to drive a tractor before she can walk.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got to tell you, the first thing I did when I got the lawn tractor at the new house was have my kids sit on it. I want to see where the legs are with the pedals.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to see how long I'm going to have to be mowing this lawn.
Not long. They're growing like weeds.
They
so.
Sure are. Mm-hmm. And the big guy's big enough already, so he's getting close.
When Zach was about, I don't know, early, maybe sixth grade, and wanted to start mowing the lawn. He wasn't heavy enough to hold the seat down when he went over like a bump on the lawn,
yeah.
and the tractor would always like start to stall out,
right.
and then he
no.
would bounce back in the seat, and it would run again. And it was really, really annoying.
Oh, precious.
There's a documentary about fanfare, which if you don't know what fanfare is, that is how CMA Fest in Nashville originated.
I was going to say, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Wow.
The documentary about fanfare will debut on Hulu on July 5th. It's called CMA Fest 50 Years of Fanfare.
Wow.
Cool.
And there'll be Dierks Bentley and Brothers Osborne and Carrie Underwood and Keith Urban and Reba and Vince Gill and Luke Bryan and Blake Shelton and Brooks and Dunn and so
I would
many more
imagine
people.
A lot of flashbacks and cool stuff, the older performances. And,
that's a must watch.
And also a lot of new artists like Lainey Wilson and Jelly Roll are part of this.
Cool.
Nice.
Fanfare started back in 1972 in Nashville with 5,000 people attending that first year.
Wow.
This year, CMA Fest, they're expecting 80,000 fans per day for 4 days beginning of June in downtown Nashville.
My God.
That's stimulating for your local economy.
It's very
right?
a
huge.
Lot.
There's your Nashville News Feed on 101.9 POR.